emotions for him coming into and then see him get the touchdown, give a tribute to his friend, had to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, he played tough all day, so it was great to get him in the end zone there early and get ahead. We talked about playing this game from ahead, playing on our terms, and that was a big play. He got open. It was single coverage and got to the outside leverage, and I just tried to put it on him. So he's been through a lot this week, I'm sure. He's happy to get the win like we all are.
Tom, did you feel 100% today from your illness on Friday?
Yeah. Felt ready to go, so glad we won. It's always, tough to win. We, just keep trying to find ways to get the ball in the end zone. And, it wasn't as pretty as we would like, but it's December football, so just glad to get the win. Hard to say. I know our execution wasn't great. I'd say that. So I think it always starts with us. I think, whether they, rush 3, 4, 5, I think it always comes down to us picking guys up and, throwing the ball well and catching it well and making good decisions. So we can always do a better job of that. Hopefully we can, see the things that we didn't do so well, and then, it's turn around and on Christmas week and go to the Jets and try to get a always tough place to play and try to get a tough win there. I think I'm always pretty frustrated at some point in this sport, so I think I just play with the level of frustration. I think everybody's, frustrated when we don't get the ball in the end zones. So I just think it ebbs and flows, and we're learning as we go, and we got new players coming in every week, and just trying to, guys are going out, guys are coming in, and you're just doing the best you can to be productive and, eliminate critical mistakes and, take advantage of scoring opportunities. That's what we tried to do today.
Obviously, James White is gaining your confidence, and it's showing in his productivity. Can you talk a little bit about the progression and how he's come and what he offers you right now?
Yeah, he's gained a lot of trust from everybody just based on his performance, his consistency. He had that long run that got called back, but that was a great play. So he's just been making plays for us in the touchdown run on the screen. From what I saw, there wasn't much there, and then he was so patient to see things open up, and then took advantage when the hole finally did open, accelerated through there and got in the end zone. So he's been really productive in that role. And, it's just been a really great kind of, tribute to his hard work and commitment. And, he's here last year, learned a lot, and then got his opportunity this year when Deion went out, and he's just done a great job with it.
How much emotion was there with the team, or could you feel with the team just late in the week with what a couple of your teammates, were dealing with?
I think, there's always – people are always dealing with some stuff. It's a long season, so I think over the course of the season you're always dealing with some type of adversities, I would say. So I think mental toughness is important in this sport to try to, put whatever – is going on the side while you go out and play football for those 3 hours a week, because you only got 3 hours to kind of put your performance out there and do the best you can do. So all the guys are pretty mentally tough. I'd say to be 12-2 is, a good record. I know it's not perfect, but certainly a lot of things we can do better, but it's good to be 12-2.
Tom, started the game 7-for-7, spread the ball out pretty nice. Do you like to see this moving forward, with all the guys, executing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think we've got to be, efficient and find different ways to get everybody the ball who's out there. I think when you get one-dimensional, it gets pretty tough. And we, just dealing with some, some guys went in today, some guys went out. So I think we're just trying to, like I said, figure out ways to move the ball down the field and score points and take advantage whenever we can get the ball in the end zone. So go ahead.
Tom, realizing that Julian is on the sidelines but looks like he's coming back soon, I can ask you this now. How much does this offense, how much do you miss Julian Edelman?
Well, he's been one of our best players, most dependable and consistent players for, you know, as long as he's had the opportunity to be in there and play that role. So, you know, the more of those guys you can have out there, the better you're going to be. He's obviously a very versatile player, so it'll be great to have him back whenever that happens. I know he's working pretty hard to get back. You know, the more good players you can have out there on a consistent, dependable basis, you know, the more dependable, consistent your offense will be. So he's certainly one of those guys that's been very dependable for us over the years. Thank you. Merry Christmas.